I want to say thank you to all the partners that believe in Ken and Gloria. They redefined the word givers. They give and they give and they give, and it's because of the partnership that we're able to do. They are blessed.
Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are focusing on You Are Partners, revealing how together we are making a difference around the world.
Go over there to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. Now, while you're looking there, let me remind you of something about this church here at Philippi. He said, both in my bonds, in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace. You notice he put bonds first. Now, you let that slip if you're not careful. What is the confirmation of the gospel? These signs will follow them that believe. He went everywhere working with and confirming the word with signs following. Well, in other words, in the confirmation of the gospel, you people in this church, my partners here in Philippi, you can expect the same signs and wonders in your household and in this church that are in my ministry where I go, because you're my partner.
Yeah.
But now what about this, you're partakers of my grace in bonds? In bonds. Why did he put that first where this church is concerned? Don't you remember when he was in jail in Philippi?
Yes.
Just the way whipped out of him. I mean, they cut he and Silas up, had them in stocks, and they were praising God at midnight, and the prisoners heard them. You couldn't shut them up either. But now what happened? Man, the power of God hit that jail. It shook the earth. I mean, the earth began to shake. They had an earthquake, and all the jail doors in that jail popped open. They all broke open. The biggest miracle was that none of them jailbirds left. Now, it's middle of night, but a long time before anybody had lights that would come on in the middle of the night. It is dark in that old prison, man. And all the jail doors bust open. You kidding me? I am out of here, Jack. They ain't gonna find me from now on. Woo! I'm gone. I'll make some long miles between me and them before sunup. It's midnight. We got half of the night left. Praise God. But they all sat real still. Why? There was such a presence on that prison. Where'd all this come from? Well, you see this power come from heaven. No, it came out of that man. It was the blessing of the Lord. Hit that prison, praise God. Jerked all them doors open. Now, the apostle told that jailer that's fixing to commit suicide he didn't want to go through the torture that Rome would have put him through. He's about to commit suicide, and the apostle said, do yourself no harm. We are all still here. That jailer became the pastor of this church. And those cons were the members of that church. Yeah, them old jail boys. Praise God. Now, I can tell you from experience, that's the reason they stayed with him after he left. Over 25% of our most faithful partner base comes from the inside of penitentiaries. 25% of our partners are men and women in prison. Not after they get out, while they're still in there. That's the way a bunch of them got out. Praise God. Amen. Now, He said, that same anointing that come on me that busted that prison open that you and I got out of is still in your life. Don't you know that is exciting to them? My God shall meet your needs according to his riches and glory. Now, here's what I want you to see. Now, I'm gonna use this terminology because I got up with this today, and this is what the Lord said to me. I've realized this before and heard this before, but I never was instructed to preach it or to teach it with this term. The Apostle Paul became that church's mainstream. Mainstream. Their mainstream divine connection. Glory in my mainstream divine connection. In 1967 was Oral Roberts and his anointing and his calling. When I went to that first partner service, I'm telling you, something went off on inside me. It exploded in me. I came home. I caught the revelation of it in 10 seconds. It just exploded in me. And $10 a month, dear God. I went home, I was excited, I'm all jumping up and down, and I said, Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. And she looked at me and all the blood drained out of her face, and she said, where are we ever gonna get $10 a month? She hadn't heard the message. I said, sit down. Well, I got my Bible, I got my notes, right there in that book of Philippians, praise God. And I preached for a little while on seed faith. Now, we'd gotten hold of seed faith. Ooh, it is brand new, but I could see if I could get seed, I can make it. Praise God. And it don't have to be something big. Shirt, button, pencil, whatever you have. Whatever you've got. Jesus said, what do you have? They said, we got some loaves and fishing, but what are they among so many? He said, bring me what you have. The prophet asked the woman that was about to lose her family to the debtors. She was so hung up on they're going to get all we've got. Her husband died. She depended on him. And the prophet Elisha asked her, said, what's in your house? She said, nothing. Well, I do have a little pot of oil. He didn't say, now you save up your money, because it's going to take $50,000 here to get this kind of a miracle. No, he said, take what you have. Well, I preached that partnership message best I could to Gloria. She got all excited. But here was my revelation line. I said, Gloria, I can have Oral Roberts' anointing for $10 a month.
Amen.
That's the best deal I ever heard in my life. Amen. He's been at this for 20 years. I can have it in 20 minutes. Amen. In fact, I didn't have $10. I got it for a pencil.
Amen.
And then, of course, God immediately provided the first $10. And I'm telling you, month after month after month after month after month, we'd get a strange $20 from somebody. Two of it belonged to Jesus. 10 of it belonged to Oral, and we had fun with the rest. Amen. Now, I brought him some money when we came out here this time, because he lives out here on the West Coast now. Listen, he's my mainstream. Now, I have other ministries that I am called, divinely connected, to partner with. And I am eager to be a part of what they do. And it's become a mainstream network. But now that mainstream is flowing. That I want you to know, I pay particular attention to that. Now go to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. Mark 4. Jesus in verse 3 said this, "Hearken, behold, listen and look. Listen and look." You know, God will put images in your mind. You can just kind of read through this and you can listen a little bit to what he has to say. But if you say, "God, help me see this," I'll tell you, you'll just see all kinds of things. He'll show you things that happened out there that day. You can just see this guy. So, well, I want you to listen and look. "There went out a sower to sow. It came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Other fell on good ground, did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now, listen and look. This man didn't go out there with some kind of wild, nutty intention to waste 75% of his seed. Every place he sowed in good faith. You can look at that and see he sowed where there was some thorns, but there were thorn seeds. The thorns came up after he sowed in that place. He didn't just throw it out there in a bunch of thorns. This other piece of ground over here where he sowed looked good, or he wouldn't have sowed there, but the soil wasn't very deep. He didn't know that rock structure was underneath there. Huh? He sowed in another place, and the birds ate it up. But now to him, let me put this on an illustration basis. Let's say, you know, just for numbers' sake, let's say that this man sowed a total of $100 into different things. And he's expecting this hundredfold. He has a promise of a hundredfold. He read where God's man sowed, even in famine, and got a hundredfold. And so he's expecting a hundredfold. So he's looking for $10,000, isn't he? He sowed 100 times 100, not 100%. Don't put percentage in there. It's fold. That's times. He's looking for $10,000. That's what he's believing for. He's believing for $10,000. Now, let's look in on he and his wife at the breakfast table a few months later, and let's hearken, let's listen to what they're saying. And he says, "Baby, I don't understand this. I don't know why we're not getting our hundredfold." "Well," she said, How much did we get?" He said, "Well, we didn't get $2,500. Now, he got a hundredfold. He didn't get a hundredfold on the 100. He got a hundredfold on the 25% that went in his mainstream. He found his mainstream. If right then, instead of saying, "I wonder why it ain't working for me." No, that's not faith. That's wonderment. Now, if you go back then and say this, listen, Jesus said 100-fold. Now, bless God, he said 100-fold, so 2,500 is 100 on something. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. If Jesus said that, then it works. And it works right now. He said now, in this time.
Kenneth, in his monthly letters, will speak right to our situation. He prays and the Holy Ghost knows what's going on in our life, and he will speak into that. So us, in turn, we take that seriously.
I know Kenneth Copeland's heart. He writes to his partners, and you know he does. His heart comes through every one of them. His heart's desire to see every one of his partners come up in faith. And you can hear that in every one of his letters.
Partnership is a connection in the Spirit. As your partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are committed to hearing from the Lord and delivering the word God has revealed to them. Each month, Kenneth Copeland seeks the Lord and personally writes a letter to all of his partners. It's a letter that is changing lives around the world. Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership, We're Here For You new partner package. This partner resource notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. To become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and receive your We're Here For You new partner package, call our toll-free number at 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. For faster delivery, please use our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland desire that you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Join together as one, we can make a difference. Over the past 15 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with Mike Barber and Proclaim Ministries to reach those who are behind bars.
And the Lord said, I want you to partner with Mike Barber in the prison ministry. Now, this is what he's called to do, mainstream. So we came together. Now, it went from 3,500 to 197,000 prisoners that we were ministering to, conversing with, writing and hearing from. I mean, think about that. In just a matter of just really months compared to the 20 some odd years that the other took. And so that partnership has grown and grown and it's strong. And
you know, it's no longer the Mike Barber Ministries. It's the Kenneth Copeland Ministries, prison ministry. Everything that you see behind me, I gotta be honest, they paid for it. Without them, you wouldn't see this right now. It's just a fact. They don't care what the economy is. They don't care the ups and downs. They're here faithfully. My whole staff, the thousands upon thousands and thousands of prisoners that sit underneath this tent every year, and all that we do nationwide, it couldn't happen. No, nothing will ever stop us from going into prison. But on this scale, making an impact and making a difference, They, as he said, we have to do it all ourselves, and they mean it. They will.
So whereas Kenneth and Gloria Copeland aren't in the prisons all the time, they found a guy named Mike Barber who is. And what they've done is they've come alongside of him and said, we're your support. We partner with you in this because this is the ministry of Jesus. And I think it's really clear when partners get involved with KCM, and I want them to know that they're not just... It's not just a convention. It's not just a television broadcast. There are things that maybe they'll see, maybe they won't, but their support, their help, their prayer, their finances are going into places that even Kenneth and Gloria aren't. They are doing the work of the ministry. They are doing the ministry of Jesus on the earth when they get involved with something like that.
And you know, it really, when you sow into things like this, you get... you let the same compassion that flowed through Jesus flow through you to other people. And at the same time, you see how Jesus sees, you act how Jesus acts toward him. You love like Jesus loves. And it's just awesome to let that compassion continue to flow out of you for ministries like this.
Over the years, God has prompted the Copelands to do more than just financially support Mike Barber and his ministry. There have been many times that they've joined his team and reached out to the inmates. June of 2009, Kenneth and Gloria, plus their grandson Jeremy and his wife Sarah Pearsons, ministered to the women at the Woodman Unit in Gatesville, Texas.
It's a blessing, and the girls are hungry and hearts are changed. We've been ministering in prisons for a long time, and we know that it makes a difference to them. It makes a difference to them.
I don't know if they ever realize how many lives they touch on a daily basis. The words that they speak sometimes is just what you need to hear at the time, and they keep you going and going and going. So thank you.
I don't care where you are, what your circumstances are. Once you begin to find out what God says in the Word, you'll begin to get free.
We have been made kings and priests. We are priests after His priesthood. We live after His life. We have His word, His name, His armor, His spirit, His life. We are one with Him.
God Himself looks at you and says, you are that precious and that valuable to me. You were worth everything I have. You were worth it. Somebody say, worth it.
I felt that I wasn't worth the dirt that you walked on. That I wasn't able to offer anything to anybody else. But I know I've got that now.
I am somebody, and I'm gonna make that change in my life. And I have made that change in my life.
I wanna say thank you to all the partners that believe in Ken and Gloria. They redefine the word givers. They give and they give and they give, and it's because of the partnership that we're able to do. They are blessed. Every salvation. Listen, there's 1,100 brand new faces put in prison every single week. It's the largest, fastest industry in the world, not just the United States. And without partners realizing that, this just can't happen.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries are making a difference in the lives of men and women within the prison walls.
Now, here's the calling itself. This is what just hit Gloria and me so strong. 1967, in the right from the month of January, they began to grow, and right on through March, April, May, June, and it became very clear. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become as such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness because he's a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of teaching, training, and development have their physical senses, have their physical senses trained to discern both good and evil. You can teach and train your body not to rebel against you like it used to. Well, that's the mission of this ministry, to take people from religion to righteousness, praise God, to know who you are in Christ Jesus. That's our calling then. It's our calling now. It hasn't changed. It's grown and escalated, but it's exactly the same calling. We are partners with Jesus in taking this message of strong meat, full age, to the body of Christ. I mean, that we're taking it to prisons, we're taking it all over this world, and together we can get it done. Gloria and I can't do this. I mean, can't anybody do it? First of all, nobody can do it without Jesus. Thank God he's in the middle of it. But then the next step was Gloria and I committed to it, and he began to call us. He began to join us with different ones and different ministries, and together, praise God, together, we started out becoming partners with Oral Roberts. That's where it began. Then we became partners with Brother Hagin. Then we became partners with T.L. Osborne. Then we just kept on and kept on. Now, our partnership with Brother Roberts became the mainstream network in our lives. That's really where we learned the very beginning revelation of this ministry. And Brother Roberts laid hands on me. And when he laid hands on me in December of 66, November, right there at the last part, early part, last of November, first of December, he laid hands on me, and the anointing for this ministry came in me right then. I knew it. I didn't know what it's all about, but I knew when it happened. And I knew that He was my spiritual father. He gave birth to this thing. God used him to do that. And as it grew, and as we became partners with him, then it opened the door for Gloria and me to grow in a lot faster and a lot quicker than we ever could just by ourselves. To be connected, divine connections. Oh, glory to God. I want you to let us know now if you want to become a partner with KCM, and I'm going to send you this We're Here For You Engaging in Partnership. You got to have this thing, man. I mean, this is just so cool. This is just really good. And before the week's up, we're going to be talking about what this is all about. But we're inviting you to become a partner with this ministry. We love you. We want you to be a part of this whole thing. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. Together, we can make a difference.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory. Transforming lives with the power of God's Word.